Hi, this is Connor with your weekly news roundup. RLY Indoor Play Centre, JR Zone, under new management. JR Zone is under new ownership. The popular indoor play centre on the Newport Industrial Estate provides soft play activities and has the Isle of Wight's only multi-level indoor laser arena. Opened in 2005, JR Zone is a popular venue for children's parties. It also offers after-hour laser tournaments and the venue is available for private hire. White Fibre to host Isle of Wight charity VIP premiere for Star Wars 9, The Rise of Skywalker at Cineworld. The Force will be strong at Cineworld when White Fibre hosts a charity premiere for the new Star Wars film. Almost 300 VIP guests will attend the screening of Star Wars 9, The Rise of Skywalker on December the 19th to raise funds for the Isle of Wight youth sailing charity UKSA. It will be the third time White Fibre has hosted a Star Wars charity screening, following island premieres for The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens, raising more than £7,500 for UKSA. Isle of Wight wages fall for the first time in 6 years. Coastal workers earn £1,681 less. Wages on the Isle of Wight has fallen for the first time in 6 years, leaving islanders £15 a week worse off. An analysis of income data collated by the Office for National Statistics and carried out by the BBC has revealed typical median workers living in coastal areas earned just over £22,000 before tax last year, £1,681 less than those in non-coastal areas. On the Isle of Wight, full-time workers earned an average of £480.90 a week, or £11.94 an hour, falling for the first time since 2013 when wages increased year on year. So that's it from me with your weekly news roundup. Catch you next time.